Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. What's the most intense argument you ever had that was over something silly? 713-572-4610. I'll give y'all time to think about that.
I have way too many of them. It's really a shame.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I feel like you guys know I can be a relatively serious person. I think I take the things that are serious seriously. So the things that are nonsensical, I have fun arguing. I'm just like, yeah, let's argue about this. Why not?
Yeah. So apparently it was some guys in a bar that was having a conversation, and it kind of took a left turn.
Uh-oh.
So let's go to Florida. And I'm kind of giving y'all a hint right there.
So it's a Florida man.
It's a Florida man.
Okay.
Florida man. Yeah. Salute to KENS5. This is actually out of San Antonio. Yeah. But here's a story about a Florida man who gets in an argument over something a little silly.
An argument over chickens and just how many eggs one can lay led to a shooting. This happened in Florida, in Port St. Lucie. Where it all unfolded early Tuesday morning outside of a pub. Police say a 44-year-old man apparently pulled a gun during this heated exchange and fired four shots at three people as they ran away. No one was hit. Officials say the three victims knew each other but had just met the accused shooter that night. The suspect was arrested and now faces several charges.
It's terrible that the shooting happened, so I don't want to, like...
Nobody was hurt, though.
If it was, this also sounds bad. If it was just a fight, I would have loved this. You want to know why? Like, this is restoring the feeling. This remind, like, going to a pub, just getting to argue about something. Like, this is conversation. Nowadays, what should happen and should have happened here is that someone just pull out their phone and answer this.
That's where I was thinking.
However, I do kind of miss the days where you just kind of went back and forth about something because there's not an immediate way to answer this question. So let's just talk it out. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that used to be a good time. Were we the most accurate and informed? No, but we're not anymore anyway. So might as well have some fun with it.
Imagine how the conversation would. Just imagine you at a bar.
Ain't no way that chicken lays five. Yeah. Ain't no way.
Or which one come first, the chicken or the egg?
No, the chicken come first. You're not going to tell me that this five eggs is what you're trying. You really trying to tell. Look me in my face right now. You trying to tell me five eggs?
I got chickens. I know how much eggs they lay. I'm going to the trunk.
I'm going to the trunk.
And that's what he did.
By the way, I think it is about five or six.
Is it really?
I think it
is. That was a complete guess. I have nothing. I know nothing about you. Do I look like?
All our farmers will help us out, but I want to say that.
Why don't you go ask that dude that disagreed with that?
I'd rather Google. Thank you very much. And I'm trying to think like the silliest. Here's the thing. Almost all my arguments are over something silly. Yeah.
The one I remember from Lopez, and this it was on these very airways, were the water polo. Remember you got to it?
Oh, yeah.
We call him the water polo guy.
Water polo guy. Water polo tight end.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a Kahali Waring. Mm-hmm. We always call him the water polo tight end.
And it was one dude.
Yeah, one dude that got really offended.
Yeah.
And then they end up going back and forth about water polo.
So he was like, "You don't know anything about water polo." I said, "Excuse me, sir, my son swam."
I covered it on the deck of the pool for the Olympics.
I've covered it in the Olympics, and my son was on the Texas A&M water polo team. Yeah,
they went back
Thank
and forth.
You very
for,
much.
They went back and forth for about
you
5 minutes.
You are wrong, sir.
Yeah.
you
they was going. They kept going back and forth. And by the way, this was a around the NFL segment.
Yeah.
And we sitting there talking about water polo.
That sounds like good radio for me. That sounds like good. I was like, the most likely location for these to happen, it's a barbershop, right? Like this is pure barbershop conversation. Although the thing that came to mind, and I've told you guys about the time that me and my friends, being tremendous dorks, spent a good legitimate work shift amount of time debating superheroes. One of the stupidest debates that I've had, I feel strongly about it though, is that Aquaman is actually a good superhero. Literally at least an hour of, like, just back and forth, heated, yelling, people coming around like, hey, keep it down. We hear you through doors and stuff. Yeah, that definitely been.
But there. He is. Aquaman? Let me tell you about Aquaman.
You don't understand. Like, he controls water. So he could control the water in your bloodstream. And then you got to think about that. You got to think about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it?
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Shout out to Charlie Sheen. You know Charlie Sheen pretty well.
That's
right?
Your homeboy, right?
At one point I did.
Yeah, y'all was hanging out in that Mexican restaurant, right?
Well, no, it was
A different time.
Yeah, that was a different time.
That was
the
other time.
Is he the one who offered you?
No,
that's the other
time. That was someone else. Yeah, my bad.
Lopez right. Over there fixing his nose a little bit. But Charlie Sheen was on all of the Smoke podcasts, and Rockets legend Mad Max. Mm-hmm. He decided to wait around for him so he could speak to Charlie. So apparently they hung out a couple times back in the day. And this is the first time they saw each other in 30 years.
Yeah.
It's been that long. And here is Charlie Sheen's reaction. And he almost didn't recognize Mad Max for a minute.
The Adventures of Mad Max and Charlie Sheen. We're going to welcome our homeboy, Mad Max. Vernon Maxwell on the show.
Hi, how are you? It's good to see you.
How you doing,
guys? I'd stand up, but I'm dealing with a lot of equipment. Nice to see you.
Yeah, yes. I had to come out. I had to stay around and say hello, man.
Oh, right on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Vernon Maxwell.
Vernon Maxwell? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were Mad Max.
I know.
We were hanging out in San Antonio together.
Yes, all the time.
But wait a minute. But you
we had some crazy nights.
But you haven't aged like one day.
He looks good, man.
God.
He looks good.
I appreciate you, brother.
No, you look amazing.
Thanks, man.
That's not fair. Yeah. Wow. I'm sorry I didn't put the Mad Max together.
No, it's okay.
My bad. No, but what a treat to see you.
Yeah, man. You too. Wow. But I had to stay around to see you, man.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm glad to be surprised and everything.
Had some San Antonio nights together.
Oh yeah, couple.
Yep, and Lopez was around them too.
I listened to the whole thing because I wanted to see if he had told any other stories. I only remember one night that I was, because Charlie Sheen was always best friends with Frank Murkowski, and I was pretty tight with Frank, and so that's when I went out with him a couple times. Once in L.A., once in Milwaukee.
What's the statute of limitations?
No, we good.
Okay, all right.
So, like, just on the road, because mm-hmm. Charlie would travel with the team, and I would sit across from him in the aisle.
Press pause.
Yeah.
He was just traveling with the team?
Yeah.
What a time. Like,
yeah. I traveled with the team.
Yeah. No, journalists traveling with the team.
Back in the day.
Just like anybody just jumping on traveling with the team?
Frank would invite Charlie on some trips. And they would hang out in San Antonio. So I never really went out because obviously I lived there, family and all that. I never really went out with Charlie Sheen and some of those guys in San Antonio. But I do remember one time when Max was there on the road. And I think it was in Milwaukee, of all places. It was from Burkowski and Maxwell, a couple of other guys, and Charlie Sheen. And, I'll say again, you know, not going into the details, it was everything that you imagined it would be.
I bet. I just love, because when I saw this, because I did see this video as well, not gonna lie, it's probably preconceived notions on my part. I'll accept responsibility. I was surprised he remembered him.
Yeah, I don't think he would remember me. Maybe my face. I don't know.
With all the stories that Sheen tells, I am surprised that his brain works the way that it does at all.
It's every day.
He was just so shocked. He was just like, "Hey, how you doing, man?"
That Vernon Maxwell.
Also, shout out to Charlie Sheen. And I think one of the things I love about this is it's a reminder. The people that are like famous, they know how to handle this incredibly well.
Yeah.
Because that first interaction, you would have never guessed that he was just kind of like just being polite. You feel like, he kind of understands it. Yeah. But then you heard the switch where he's like, "Oh, no, Vern. Yeah. That's Vern? Oh, man, my bad, Vern."
The first part, you thought he knew who he was.
Right.
Like, "Oh, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. Mad Max, what's up, man?"
Yeah.
And like, holy bleep, wait a minute. Vernon Maxwell?
Yeah.
Back in San Antonio, just kicking and snorting loose something?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Hey.
Yeah. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Let's kind of keep it in Texas a little bit.
Okay.
So, shout out to Lil Kiki, Legend Talk. I think a new episode dropped today. And remember the last time we played some Kendrick Perkins? You could tell he wasn't really a Texans fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a Packers fan, too. That's probably the other Packer fan I was thinking about. But here is Kendrick Perkins with Lil Kiki and kind of their back and forth talking about this Texans win.
All I'm saying is, hey, y'all done found y'all quarterback. Y'all done found y'all quarterback.
We're not going for that.
Hold on. The truth hurts. All I'm saying is this. The damn Davis Mills, he comes in. First of all, it was the most impressive win of this season for the Texans. Right?
Yeah.
You down. You had to go get it. Your defense been holding it down this entire season. What you just said about Nico Collins, that was his best game of his season.
It was.
Who was throwing him the football? It was Mills.
Millie right? Mills.
And then you talk about plus, hold on. Yeah. Almost 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. On top of that, bro, they scored 26 points in the fourth quarter. CJ Stroud would never.
This is straight up barbershop talk, man.
Oh, 100%.
This is 100% in the barbershop. This is that barber that ain't got no customers.
Yeah.
Sitting there like, Davis Mills is way better than CJ.
And to be
Stroud.
Fair, a pretty good barbershop argument.
Oh,
right?
No, like, he stated the case strongly.
That one works in a barbershop, 100%. How I thought about it as he was saying it when he goes, best Nico Collins performance. Clearly, just yards, period. What do you do the thing with the 54-yard Hail Mary at the end of the second half? Because it wouldn't be his best, like, yards performance if you take that off.
Yeah.
I know that you're not a fan of minus this one thing.
Yeah, I'm not. But I think even before that, you could see them. The yards weren't there, but the catches were. You know, they were targeting him a lot. So, but that's neither here nor there. I just love him.
Oh, you're like, I'm not here to examine this. I just thought it was like
that straight up in the barbershop, man.
He is not even trolling either.
Yeah.
He's like the barber that 100%. Let me
he believes that for real.
Yeah. Nah, Joe Louis was 178 years old.
he did whoop his ass.
It's a Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. This is where I usually do my salutes and special salutes and all that stuff. I'm going to add another one to this long list. Better next time. Better next time than Kim Kardashian. she failed her bar exam, her California bar exam. Because we all kind of know she's been trying to be a lawyer and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
And she failed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the funny part to me. TMZ, who is very close with Kim Kardashian, they are very pro Kim Kardashian from my time keeping up with them.
Mm-hmm.
They tweeted this. Kim Kardashian, by the way, side note, she's the owner of Skims.
Yeah.
They tweeted, Kim Kardashian will for sure skim those law textbooks a few more times because she didn't pass the bar exam on her first try.
That's real nasty.
She's ready to try again.
I see what they did there.
That's real nasty business by TMZ.
I'm like, why y'all going to do that,
all
man?
Of a sudden, they trying to be gossip? What's happening there? That is a deep cut. If you know, you know. Yeah. If you don't, just let it go. I thought you were going to get to the thing that I saw, which was that she did not pass her exam in part because she was using ChatGPT to study.
Well,
I didn't see all that.
I wanted to say the logical thing here, and the logical thing is The bar exam is extremely hard.
Very hard.
And more so in California, apparently.
And honestly, a lot of your favorite lawyers do not pass on first go.
That's what I was going to say. I want to say that because it's extremely hard. We all know some attorneys, have some attorneys in our families. And as I understand it, California is like the hardest in all 50 states.
Did not realize that, but that makes sense.
That said, I'm not so sure. Remember she gave herself a graduation?
She did, but I think it's because she went through like, and correct me if I'm wrong, sorry, I'm not in the legal profession.
Like an online kind of, she was an intern.
It was like an apprenticeship type thing, which I will give her credit. It does appear that she was taking this seriously, although if that ChatGPT thing is correct, I'm sorry. I'm not above laughing in that way.
Yeah.
But she's taking it seriously. I have no ill will towards her. I do find it weird that so many people, like she and her family were one of the early people that folks like took to just bashing, roundly and widely, just off the strength of we don't believe that you deserve what you have, which I found to be a little odd. I'm not in that boat. I wish her well, especially as she's seemingly trying to, do something
do well,
and seemingly for a good cause, because she seems to be like trying to help people who were like falsely incarcerated and things of that nature. So yeah,
and she has a TV show now, right?
See, now this, I'm so glad you got here because I was hoping
like a sitcom type of TV show.
Is it a
show?
Sitcom? Okay,
but what about attorneys?
Yeah, but it's attorneys with the ass out.
It's like a Fox. Yeah,
because I know you
got Niecy Nash. You got all type of different artists or actresses on there.
I don't. That's all I had. I was just
I didn't know if you was talking about the Kardashians reality show.
No,
I
was
they still
about
got that going.
No,
on
there's
too.
I didn't know if it was a sitcom or nothing. All I saw was a still of some supposed attorneys.
Yeah, she's actually playing an attorney
with
on
her cheeks
TV
out.
Show.
With her cheeks out.
At least she's an attorney on TV.
Yeah,
I may not be an attorney, but I play one on
play
TV.
Play one on TV.
Okay, very good.
Hey, real quick, I got a thanks for nothing.
Yes.
So this is for I got a little FBS action here.
All right.
So it's a quarterback by the name of Jake Shackle, quarterback of Eastern Washington. He faced Montana.
Mm-hmm.
They were down 29-24 with 9 seconds left on the clock, and the clock was running. And what do you do when the clock is running and you just got a playoff and you trying to get going?
No timeouts, you mean?
Yeah, no timeouts.
Spike that sucker.
He spiked the ball, yeah. You're correct. And he spiked it, but he did something else.
After they spike it, Scottle will spike it.
He lost
the ball. He lost the ball at the 10.
That's game over.
They can't stop it.
He fumbled the spike.
So what, like on the backstroke?
Yeah, no. So he spiked it and didn't catch it and kind of dropped it. And so he went to
grab. How's that work? Completion, isn't it?
How's that work?
I got to see this.
Yeah, so what he did, I think he spiked it and I guess he caught it and dropped it.
I thought it came out the back of his hand when he was trying to spike it.
Nah, but he tried to fall on it. Mm-hmm. He actually did recover the fumble, but they had no timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
So the game was over.
Dang.
That's wild.
Man, thanks for nothing,
Eastern
man.
Washington?
Yes. They're facing Montana.
I gotta see this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And for
fumbled it, huh?
Yeah, for what it's worth, he did go 43-63 for 451.
He was in the ice bath.
That's probably why his arm was done. It was about to fall off. Mm-hmm. It's like Mr. Potato Head, how you can pull the arm out. Like, that's what was happening on his arm in that moment.
Oh, yeah. It came out.
On the back. Why are you backswinging like that? Yeah. Just right down.
He kind of went up to throw it.
They could have won that game. They was in the red zone, too.
They were on the 8, something like that.
Yeah, I think 8 or the 10.
Oh, boy, that's
just
brutal.
Hate to see it.
That's tough, man.
You do hate to see it. Well, that's the mixtape.
Damn shame what they did to that dog.
I was waiting for it. That is the mixtape right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m. every weekday is when you get that segment at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, send it to him. He'll shout you out. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before that, do the Rockets need to tamp down this zone? There's a couple of interesting things that are happening that I want to bring to you, John Lopez. I'm interested in your perspective. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.